progress, Mateo, John O, Nate, gaining Alakai and Gilman. So I really like that group right now. They're going to be competing throughout the summer and throughout fall camp. Corner position, I feel really good about. We got to bring these three freshmen in, see what they can add. But Kenan Johnson is everything we hoped he would be. Him and Cameron Calhoun, both guys came in and picked up the defense very well. Both have the mindset to be able to play early. And Smith Snowden, this is going to be a big year for Smith. He's done a heck of a job, both on the inside and outside. He's very valuable to us. And then Zamaya Vaughn's playing as confident as he's ever played. So the secondary feel much better coming out of spring. The front seven, definitely excited about. Love the progress that Coach Ellis has made with those D tackles. Aliki Vimahi looking really good. David Fotu looking really good. Obviously, Keonta Labasa Jr., those guys that are savvy vets, Peppa. So that's a good group right there. And then, you know, losing Joan Ellis is a big one, but you look at the depth we have and what Coach Powell's been able to do with the defensive ends, really feel good about that group. Guys that kind of stepped up, I would say Kaio Akana. He put on about 15, 20 pounds, and so he's looking much better, much more physically ready to take on that position. I would say Jonah Lea, you know, John Henry Daly played limited through this spring just because of injury, but the limited stuff that he showed was really, really good. Conroe Toole needed this spring for confidence, and man, as he gained it, you know, was in every practice and dominated almost every practice. So really feel good about the front seven. Obviously, the linebackers, the hit to Lavani, but you get Sione Fotu, you get Trey Reynolds, those guys that came off their missions and what they bring to the table. So I do not feel one bit that we're down at the linebacker position. Plus, I love the young guys getting reps. Love Lopes, love Hunter Andrews, and they're still spinning right now trying to get everything down, but it's fun to watch those kids because they care, and just like Devin Lloyd, they'll develop and they'll become who you want them to become.
Morgan, were you surprised with how fast the transfer players from the secondary really kind of integrated into the system flawlessly?
Not at all. I mean, Coach Shaw does a great job of coaching those kids up, that and at the corner position, we don't, it's more skill set that you got to find the right fit. Can they cover? Can they, do the technique you're asking them to do? And Coach Shaw's been so good with that. So don't ask much in terms of learning at the corner position. So that's one that just grateful that you got such a good corner coach and Shaw to get those guys ready.
Sione Fotu, how did you evaluate his performance last year, and you feel like he's ready to kind of step up with the absence of Lavani?
Yeah, the limited reps he got, he did well, and we expected that. Obviously, he started as a true freshman during the COVID season, and patient last year, but he's ready to take on a lot more reps this season, and just with the stuff that he's shown this spring. Like I said, I hate losing Lavani. That guy is a valuable member of this team, both leadership, playmaking ability, but very, very excited for Sione Fotu.
For you as safeties, I mean, where do you need to see progress made to maybe give you more confidence? I know you say you have confidence, but what needs to be done in the offseason?
I never feel satisfied, It's I think football intelligence, the linebacker and the safety position, you really have to not just know your assignment, you got to know everyone's assignment. You got to make people right, you got to communicate the right things. You're speaking every single play, and that communication plus understanding what an offense is trying to do to you. I think schematically, assignment wise, we're there. It's maybe, now what is an offense trying to do to me? How can I take advantage of what an offense is trying to do to me? There's two type of players that you struggle with. First is the guys that never do anything you ask. And the second is they only do what you ask. Meaning they can't ad-lib, they can't decide when to take a chance, how to bend the rules, when to bend the rules. So I would say that's kind of what we're looking for up through fall camp.
Do you still view free safety, strong safety as kind of a fluid position with this group, or do you kind of want to set more defined rules?
Well, if I have someone who I think is elite at one, I'll keep them there, and
Sione and Cole were both somewhat the same player, and both could rotate, both could blitz, both could, you know, and that causes its own issues sometimes for offenses. Who's the drop down safety? Who's the, you know, the guy that's always going to be rotating in coverage? So, but if you've got someone elite, and I think Teo's headed that direction, we will probably keep him at the free spot. But like I said, they're still battling it out.
You mentioned some guys already, but when it comes to like the standouts, maybe some of the surprise guys, who are a few of the ones that really stood out to you the most?
I would say Leaky Vimahi did a heck of a job. You know, David Fotu wasn't healthy throughout all of spring ball, but the progress he made just in putting on the weight, getting stronger in the weight room, I'm excited to see what he can do in fall camp. Trey Reynolds, Sione Fotu at the linebacker spot with Lavani going down. I'd say Kenan Johnson, the transfer from Georgia Tech, really, I mean, closing speed, break and drive, football intelligence, all there, and then Smith Snowden. And then I would say, you know, the safety battle's really good. You know, Jono, Alakai, Teo, and Nate, all four very capable of starting at a lot of different places and really good, and they're all competing.
Is Jono one of those guys that probably would have started or at least played a lot more games as a true freshman had you guys not had the level of safeties that you guys had last year?
Don't know. He was still in the developmental phase. He was still trying to get things down. The physicality's never been an issue with Jono. So, you know, where he's improved is his playmaking ability and football intelligence. You know, that's what you saw this spring.
You talked at the beginning of spring ball about wanting to get your defense to create more takeaways, better ball skills, and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Did you see that sort of progress this spring?
No question. We had twice as many takeaways this spring as last spring, and that's not a knock on the offense. That's us being opportunistic and the focus on taking the ball away. So very pleased with how that went.
Do you still have positions that you are purposely looking at to add to the transfer from the transfer portal, or where are you kind of at with that right now?
Well, I would say, you know, where are you uncomfortable maybe with depth at corner? Because I think I'm always uncomfortable with depth at corner. So if there's going to be a transfer portal, it would probably be at the corner position. You know, every other position I feel pretty good about.
How many scholarships do you think you'll be working with to add if you do in the transfer?
Don't know. Ask me after evaluations. Yeah. You never know. Some guys may hit the portal and you're like, wow, that was a shocker.